Today we will be discussing the APES Case Study 118. Why should we care about coral reefs? In terms of biodiversity, coral reefs are the marine equivalent of tropical rainforests. They need warm, clear coastal waters of the tropics and subtropics to form. The reefs are formed by massive colonies of tiny animals, closely related to jellyfish, known as polyps. Polyps slowly build coral reefs by secreting a protective crust of calcium carbonate, also known as limestone. When they die, the empty corpses of the polyps serve as a platform for more growth. The reef that is built is a network of crevices, ledges, and holes that provide limestone condominiums for a multitude of marine organisms. The polyps are engaged in a mutualistic relationship with zooxanthellae, a tiny single-celled algae. This organism lives in the polyp's tissue and provides the polyps with food and oxygen through photosynthesis and help form the coral skeleton by providing calcium carbonate. Additionally, the algae gives coral reefs its color. In return, the polyps provide the algae with nutrients and a well-protected home. Only about 0.2% of the ocean floor is occupied by coral reefs. Ecologically speaking, coral reefs help moderate atmospheric temperatures by removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, and they protect 15% of the world's coastlines from erosion caused by battering waves and storms, as well as providing habitats for 1/4 of all marine organisms. Economically speaking, coral reefs produce about 1/10 of the global fish catch and 1/4 of the catch in developing countries, as well as providing jobs and building materials. Also, coral reefs support fishing and tourism industries. Finally, coral reefs provide a world to study and enjoy. More than 1 million scuba divers and snorkelers visit coral reefs each year. In 2005, a report conducted by the World Conservation Union stated that 15% of the world's coral reefs have been destroyed, and due to coastal development, pollution, overfishing, warmer temperatures, increasing ocean acidity, and other stresses, another 20% have been damaged. Within 20 to 40 years, another 25 to 33% could be lost. One problem that occurs is coral bleaching, which occurs when stresses, such as increased temperatures, cause the algae that provide coral food to die, leaving behind a white skeleton of calcium carbonate or limestone. Another problem is the increasing acidity of water, because the water absorbs some of the carbon dioxide produced by the burning of fossil fuels. The carbon dioxide that is absorbed reacts with the ocean water to form a weak acid, which slowly dissolves the calcium carbonate that forms reefs. The degradation and decline of coral reefs serve as a warning to the health of oceans. Whether or not we decide to act to save coral reefs, it is a political and ethical issue. This requires educating the world on the value of the world's aquatic ecosystems, both economically and ecologically. Solving the problems mentioned is up to citizens to pressure elected officials and businesses to change the way we treat our natural resources.